What up, y'all, man? It's Cypher Supreme, Ron in the building, man. We back with another podcast. I got Rob, my eye with me. As usual, man, let's talk about surviving in Texas. How to survive a snowstorm. Look, man, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you dig? I done been in many motherfucking snowstorms, and I actually been in a couple of natural disasters in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I think I talked about this several times in a couple of my podcasts. I also talked about somewhat of survival skills and a lot of people going through it right now in Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shout out to everybody who are going through tough times and doing what they got to do and going into survival mode and doing what they got to do and going back to the natural resources and going back to, you know, the way of life of the way it used to. I want to send a special shout out to the brother, Charleston White. He be getting it in, man. Shout out to him. Now, what I'm about to say is not going to be all that, you know, popular with a lot of people. With the people that get it, they get it. And I'm glad that you get it if you do get it.
Right.
Appreciate the ones that is like-minded like myself and you know how to survive. And people who grew up in situations as a child or even now today got to improvise and do things to, you know, help themselves through the lean times. You know, you got to be prepared for the days of glory and also prepare yourself for the times of lean. You know, you got good years, you got bad years, you got all that stuff, man. It's just life and that's what it is. Trials and tribulations, man. We all go through it in some capacity and to a degree.
Yes.
But I want to address how disappointed I am once again in the people, my people particularly, the way they've been acting, you know, the ones who was not taught survival skills. This goes for the men and the women. You know, it's just flabbergasting to me to see people that don't know shit about nothing. You know, I'm not going to blast nobody particularly. You know, just generally speaking, and, you know, I've heard some things that concern me, you know, for people that's like even closer to my age, younger and all that stuff. But they are grown ass adults. You know, we have grown a society of just helpless human beings, it seems like, and it's sad. And, you know, we got the people who are willing to lend a helping hand, but it's quite discouraging when you try to do what you can for somebody and they don't appreciate it. They just feel like entitled, like you got to help me because they're so dependent on somebody so fucking much. And these men is not men today.
Facts.
Now, I want to play something from Charleston White, man. He was going in like a motherfucker. Shout out to Charleston White, man. But he was doing some good work, man. He was chopping wood for people and stuff like that, man. He was chopping wood, not just for himself. You know what I'm saying? He was chopping wood for individuals who may need to stay, needed to stay warm because no electricity, who may needed something to use to cook food and stuff like that. But let's hear this shit, man, because he had me laughing when he did this shit. This was like 3 days ago. Check it out.
Can anybody tell me what that is right there? Do any one of you little boys know what that is right there? It's a whole bunch of tools in there. You niggas wouldn't know what to do if somebody gave you $1 million and told you to build something with that. You little motherfucker wouldn't know what to do. Your mama stopped buying your Legos and bought you goddamn video games and phones. You don't even know how to put chains on bikes. That's what he doing. That's all he doing, putting the chain on the bike right there, tighten that motherfucking chain up right there, where he can get back loose and tight and go back to ring, ring, ring. Yeah, you niggas don't know how to make that kind of noise, nigga. Little bitty boys. Little bitty boys. You boy got to get in the house. These kind of elements is only for the men. See, this is what separate the men from the boys, nigga. You bitch ass niggas up under them roofs in them houses, nigga. Yeah, can't fix nothing in there. The power done went out. Don't none of you niggas know what to do right now. Don't know. You niggas don't know what to do if the white boy don't cut the electricity on. Don't let the in the pipes done bust. Y'all don't know what to do if the white boy didn't tell y'all to boil the water. A damn fool motherfucker. We in trouble, y'all. It's coming back to survival days, nigga. They're showing y'all right now. We're in the middle of a motherfucking pandemic. We got some storm that we ain't never seen in 100 years. They letting y'all know, nigga, we in the end motherfucking time, and black folks don't know what to do. Don't know what the fuck to do. They called an electricity company. I ain't had no power since yesterday. So, say, I know some niggas that ain't had lights in a year. But they've been making it. I know some motherfuckers been sleeping right in that motherfucking white thing right there and been living good in the motherfucker. Better than some of you niggas in that house. I ain't bullshit. Might be in that bitch sleep right now. Warm in a motherfucker, nigga. Yeah, this is what separate ladies. Should no nigga get no pussy right now. It's too motherfucking cold and he can't fix nothing. Don't lay on your back and open your legs for now, nigga. And he can't cut the lights on. And when the white boy cut the lights back on, start looking at that nigga differently. Because you see, if the white man cut us off, he ain't had no food stocked up in the deep freezer. He ain't killed now rabbit. He ain't killed now squirrel. He don't know how to collect grasshoppers and crickets and prime. He don't know how to do none of that shit. I'm going vegan if we have to do that. But he ain't even got no fruit in the house. Nigga ain't got a motherfucking thing but pretty motherfucking clothes and some jewelry and shit. Yeah, sorry, no good rotten motherfucking niggas. That nigga sawing, listen. I heard that nigga over there sawing. That nigga sawing. That nigga sawing. Y'all don't even see these kind of men. Say, these kind of men don't even exist no more. Say, I don't know. Say, these kind of men don't even exist no more. They only come out during times like these, like when your car break down on side of the road and you can't afford to go to the Mexican car man. Y'all call these kind of niggas. These the kind of niggas. Say, these the kind of niggas that fuck your woman when she ain't got all the money when he fix her other thing. I ain't gonna show their face because I don't want to spoil their game. But these them niggas right there, MC Light was calling them roughnecks back in the early 90s. She was rapping about them niggas calling them roughnecks. Bring back the roughnecks. Somebody tag MC Light. Somebody tag MC Light and tell them bring back the roughnecks. Say, these new niggas, these Tyrone niggas that Erykah Badu was rapping about, and these new, Cardi B kind of niggas, them bunny hopping niggas, them Meek Mills kind of niggas. You see what they do when they get cold. Them niggas put on fur. Nigga, say, it's a nigga out here with tennis shoes and no socks on. I ain't bullshit. It's a nigga out here. It's a nigga outside here with tennis shoes and no socks on. I ain't bullshit. These niggas tough, baby. You can't find these niggas in the club, though. There they go. He done fixed it. He done fixed it. It's all, man. Say, these ain't, you won't find no rapping nigga doing no kind of shit like this here. Chopping wood, cutting wood, and going around so all the black folks in the Eastwood and the neighborhood over on the east side can have wood. If you can get over here and get wood, everybody know, come to the Harlem block over in Eastwood, over at the Tut House, nigga. We call it the Tut Estate. Texas nigga headquarters. That's why they say, if you stay ready, you won't ever have to get ready. But niggas ain't ever ready for a motherfucking thing. Niggas didn't have enough groceries. Niggas didn't wasn't ready for this kind of shit, nigga. I love it. I ain't bullshit. Yeah, I see y'all later, nigga.
Yeah.
That was the realest shit I heard.
That's right. The real shit you can see right there. That's a classic example of what a man's supposed to do. And that's a classic example of somebody who really about selfless service. You know, I'm still mad at niggas though.
Well, I feel we're in an age where people want either instant help or instant gratification. You could literally tell people what to do because I recall 2019 in the beginning of the year, we talked about this shit right fucking here, and motherfuckers on the internet tell me I'm crazy than hell.
2018,
Yep.
2017. I'm telling motherfuckers this shit was coming, man. And this is not going to be just a problem in Texas. Everybody got to get ready. Everybody said, you stay ready, you got to get ready. I heard a motherfucker make a statement on the internet and say, hey, we from Texas, we weren't prepared for this. How we supposed to know this shit was going to happen? So you telling me y'all living your life, living y'all best life, so y'all say, and not prepared for the worst.
Or I've heard people say, we're in America, we'll never starve to death. I'm like, uh-huh. And when you're on the internet going live, crying, I'm like, I tried to tell your dumb ass this, and you told me that I was fucking crazy.
This motherfucker's starving to death right now. The thing about it is, they've been starving to death, suffering. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now let's talk about natural disasters, man. We don't know when the tornado coming. You know what I'm saying? You can track them if you want them weather tracking motherfuckers or something. But shit, what you gonna do? The tornado hit your house and knock everything down and fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? All you know to do is run for cover. Then you gonna whine about how much help you need. And then all y'all motherfuckers saying, fuck the government and all this old goofy shit. Y'all gonna straight run to FEMA to get the motherfucking checks and the food, right?
So most states I've seen, because I've been to a few, they don't ever build that shelter downstairs to where if the top is knocked off, you can hide down there.
Yep. It's places you can go, you know, to take shelter. I mean, it's rough. You never know what can happen. You don't know what kind of shit can hit. Ain't hardly nobody safe. You know, you can try your best and stuff like that to do what you got to do. But in the end of the day, we got food shortages going on still.
Water.
Water. You know, people are doing stuff right now to try to help people as far as the contributing to Texas about fresh running water, getting the pipes and stuff adjusted and stuff like that. And, you know, these things happen, man. I've been in snowstorms. Some cities just ain't equipped for, you know, sub-zero temperatures, ice and snow and shit. Because they don't have much of it. So most cities just don't prepare for it, I guess. You know, some cities are not prepared for floods. They don't have the right sewage.
Right.
You know, so if it was a flood, you know, people would be all fucked up. You understand?
Yes.
Been through it. The thing about it is this, man. This is my problem. You know, my problems ain't with the good folks like Charleston White and stuff like that. But this shit makes you mad when you are doing stuff for your people. You really do got your boots on the ground and you helping people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, shout out to all the people who are doing that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't on no goddamn social media. They just doing what they doing. And stuff like that, you know. But you got a lot of people, man. I don't know how people was raised or what they feel, but ain't no reason for you to be that grown and that fucking dumb to where you don't know what the fuck to do.
Ignorant.
And he touched on something that I was going to talk about. It's funny he had mentioned that. That was my first time watching or listening to you know, half of what he was saying, because like he was talking about how motherfuckers is in a motherfucking shed right now, homeless than a motherfucker, living good than a motherfucker because they know how to survive in this cold ass weather, warm than a motherfucker because they know how to chop wood. You had a motherfucker say, how in the fuck, you know, we can't survive without electricity? Dude, the world is going to be more fucked than that. You know, this is just a test run, it looked like to me, to see how motherfuckers react and who have survival skills for real. Because, you know, I'm thinking about teaching a class on the shit, and I ain't nowhere near as good as half the people I know that's really experts on survival. I don't pretend to be the biggest expert in the world, but I know the basics of what I need to be doing in case shit happens. Some people are so fucking helpless that, you know, they feel like stocking up on certain food is a waste of time because they can't cook it. Or like if you eat meat, you know what I'm saying, or you have to hunt, It's pointless to hunt. How you gonna cook the shit if you ain't got no stove? If you got an electrical stove, where you gonna store it? Your electricity down, you can't put it in the refrigerator. Nigga, y'all niggas is in a motherfucking ice storm.
I keep saying cold. Motherfucker, you need a fighter.
Whatever meat you had in that motherfucking freezer, take that motherfucker outside and keep it fresh. How you gonna cook it, motherfucker? I know most of you niggas got grills and shit.
Or you could create a campfire, a little fire.
Man, get you some chopped up wood. They already got wood you can purchase.
Already chopped.
You can go get you some firewood and burn that shit. Cook your food like that.
Well, I mean, I'm not the best, but I know when you're gonna light the fire, you need to put some rocks so you can contain the fire. Mm-hmm. And you can't use wet wood, so it's not gonna work.
No, it's not gonna work if the wood is wet. So you know that. You can't just go out in the snow and grab you some logs and shit and try to put it on fire. I mean, that's just fucking dumb. But, I have sympathy to a degree for people who don't know. Because, I mean, if you don't know, you just don't fucking know. Okay? But some of this shit, like, come on now, y'all. Now, we've been getting already pre-warned, you know, the pandemic. Everybody went and bought tissue to wipe their ass, but nobody really prepared for nothing else. Now, when the food shortage really get real, I mean, what you gonna say? Oh, I can't go to the store. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody electronically send your ass some money so you can go buy what? Okay, say if you don't know how to survive, what's the point of me sending you some goddamn money if you don't know what the fuck to do with it? That's what I'm pissed off at. I don't see more than enough motherfuckers begging for help from other motherfuckers who way across the country and wanting to do something for you that you should already know how to do for yourself. But you don't know how to do for self because it is this microwave ass society. You cannot microwave shit. Guess what? Because you ain't got no fucking electricity. Everything don't come fast.
Well, I mean, as a child, we had to make it work because there was one point where my mom couldn't afford to pay the lights and we didn't have hot water. Mm-hmm. So we had the stove. Boil that motherfucking water.
Boil that motherfucking water. How you gonna boil water?
You can do it on the fire, retard. Are you dumb? Are you dumb?
I can't boil no water. Like, see, it's shit like that be pissing me off. Because we ain't talking about motherfuckers. It's 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. We talking about 30, 40 year olds that don't know jack shit about survival. Like, how was you raised? Who fucking raised you? I don't care if you grew up rich. Everything you had was given to you. Motherfucker, you telling me your parents dropped the ball that bad, spoiling your ass, that they couldn't teach you no survival skills in case shit happened?
Wow.
You know, what food could I possibly get?
I heard canned food, dried dude, fruit.
It's food that you ain't even got to worry about warming up. If you stocked up on the shit, you go ahead and buy the motherfucking can of non-perishable food. You know what I'm saying? Life is dry food. Yep. Dry fruits and shit. Shelf life up to 3 fucking years, motherfucker. You know, you get you some shit that's going to have a nice long shelf life. You crack that motherfucking can. Don't tell me you don't know how to open a can either, motherfucker. That really going to piss me off. You crack the motherfucking can and you eat.
You can get canned meats like fish. You could get a tuna, chicken.
Tuna.
Or
I ain't even eating no goddamn chicken out of no can. You got me fucked. I ain't doing it. But some people, that is something you can use. If you want to cook the motherfucking canned chicken, get you some motherfucking firewood, set a fire, make it.
Plus, I've been telling people right now, or for over like probably 2 years, is you better get used to eating less and not eating as much meat because it's going to be a day where you have to rationize the food. Yep. And they told me that I'm crazy. So I'm like, I cannot wait till the day y'all go live and I go in a box. Like, I told you, stupid.
Well, it's examples. Look at what's going on. City by city. Flint, Texas. You know, we all done seen examples of what can happen global wide, countrywide, statewide, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people literally will freeze to death. People will literally starve to death. Or people are willing to commit crimes because they don't have survival skills. They call surviving robbing niggas. You got some motherfuckers saying, hey, man, if I can't get it, somebody else got it, I'll take it. I'm like, well, the only reason why you willing to do that is because you a bitch and you ain't got no fucking survival skills and you don't know how to do for self. So now you want to risk your life trying to take somebody else's shit. You thinking these days and times somebody will just let you run up in their house and take their shit and take literally take food off the motherfucking children's table in the household because your ass is starving and you don't know how to survive other than trying to be a bully and take somebody else's shit. Motherfucker, you rather might as well get you some survival skills, learn something, and save your own goddamn life.
Because during this pandemic, it's interesting how we're running out of basic stuff, but most people don't even take vitamins to build their immune system up.
If Texas ain't an example right now, y'all motherfuckers go out to the store, man. Little by little, even if you can't afford it. You know, go out here and start purchasing certain items. Get you some tools. If you don't know how to use them, learn how to do it. They got YouTube. They'll show you how to use something. Buy you a buzz saw. Buy you whatever you need. A hammer, some nails. Get you some lighter fluid. Some charcoals. Shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And things that go different. You know what I'm saying? Because it's pretty much a lot of people that's still alive who's living like this on a regular.
I
think Bobby Hemmings spoke on it, you know, before they start lowering the gas rates in the wintertime and allowing people time to pay or whatever, you know, when they cut people gas off at the drop of a hat and how people learn how to survive and start using their energy to keep themselves warm and also just knowing how to generate heat and, you know, using natural resources. Fire and water are a motherfucker. You can wash your ass, okay? There is no excuse why you can't wash your ass. You shouldn't be up here stinking because your hot water is off, or because you feel like you can't wash your ass. You know what I mean? You can wash your ass. If you got towels in your house and soap, you can still use the motherfucking shit, boil the motherfucking water, okay? You know. If you ain't got no transportation to get to somebody that can deliver you no wood, or you can't get out there to like where Charleston White at or whatever and go meet him and grab you some wood, you prepare so you don't have to go out there and worry about it. You got it already in your goddamn house ready to go instead of whining and bitching all the time about what you ain't got, what you can't fucking do. And Charleston touched good on these punk ass niggas in a motherfucking house. And you telling me you got a whole nigga in your house that you say you so committed to. And this nigga got you out here. Don't know what the fuck to do. You telling me this nigga ain't gave you no game about survival. Don't know how to survive. Can't get you no motherfucking thing to keep everybody comfortable. You know, or prepared your mind to make certain sacrifices. Nigga, I don't give a fuck what your diet is right now. I don't give a fuck if you're a vegetarian, a vegan, a
meat eater,
or whatever the fuck you is. Don't give a fuck, pestable, whatever the fuck you is, or whatever you want to call yourself. Motherfucker, you can have whatever the fuck you want. Still, stay encouraged and be strong and learn something with your ignorant ass. And we won't have to worry about it. That'd be less people folks got to try to take care of. This is what makes you grow tired, because you got a society like this now. Always won't, take from a motherfucker. But when the same motherfuckers who are here helping your black ass.
Yes.
Need your fucking help. Ain't none of you motherfuckers gonna be around.
True.
So why should people help your dumb ass because you dumb? Okay? Hey, I said it. I don't give a fuck if y'all don't like it or not. But I said it, motherfucker. And all you bitch ass niggas that have no survival skills, refuse to learn something, refuse to get out here and do some backbreaking work. It ain't really backbreaking work, but it's work. It's backbreaking for your bitch ass because your bitch ass don't do shit.
Right.
But sit up there and play the video game, like dude said. You know what I'm saying? Shop online like you a bitch all the time. You know, sitting up there drinking and scratching your balls and think you a motherfucking man running your fucking mouth. But when you get put to the test, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing for nobody. You ain't really got nothing to offer. But this is what I be telling women and men too. You dealing with all these motherfuckers who don't know shit. Y'all niggas got these bitches in your house that can't crochet, can't cook, can't do none of the basic things. They know how to put a motherfucking Hot Pocket in the microwave.
Eat Hot Cheetos.
You know what I'm saying? Eat Takis and shit like that. And think she a good woman because she know how to blow, give a good blowjob, or she gave you some ass and this, that, and the third. But listen here, man. It take more than that to make shit work.
That's how most women think now.
That's all they got to do nowadays. You understand? No, I like my women a little bit stronger than that. that's the women I like. The women that's gonna buck up, ain't gonna start whining and crying and bitching. Oh, what I'm gonna do? I'm accustomed to this. You better unaccustomize your ass and get with the program. That's what the fuck you gonna do. And that's just gonna be it. You know, I'm accustomed to shit too. Everybody accustomed to stuff.
But when it's time to do the work, you got to do the work. And people aren't, I wouldn't work here because, but you ask me for money in a heartbeat. I don't do that. But you're telling me you're not willing to work hard for your family. You'd rather bitch and complain and get put out when you could just get another job. Mm-hmm. And keep that one that slow.
Right. And then when it comes down to a situation where you scream, where you can't work, you've been in a natural disaster, there is no work for you. In this particular scenario, you don't know where your next paycheck coming from. Let me tell you something. For as long as I've been living, I understand that, you know, no matter how many fucking weeds, or they say that's weeds that they kill, or how crops get fucked up and all that shit, you still have an abundance of things you can do to survive if you feel like surviving. Obviously, you motherfuckers too lazy to even save your own ass.
So why should I give a shit?
So, you know, giving a shit to me is starting to get old because this shit is ridiculous. Giving a shit is simply what we talk about on this podcast and what we talked about many a times, trying to reach out to people and tell people what they can do. Or what they need to prepare for. But then you still get the same motherfuckers talk about they wasn't prepared. Like, who doesn't prepare? All this shit going on in the world, you're not prepared. I'm not prepared. You ain't gonna be prepared for everything in life, but shit like this you should be prepared for.
Well, you know? Said, get seeds and save them. Get your basic vegetable stuff.
Yep. Vegetables, fruits.
Dry fruits, canned goods.
You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you lost in the sauce when the shit hit home.
Well, I mean, am I rich? No. Like I said, as a child, I was used to not always having the basics. So when I knew I needed to wash up, boil the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just, it's to a point. It's like they say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink.
Hey, you can lead a nigga to wood, but you can't make him burn it.
Because they think they can put it in the microwave.
I mean, shit, what you gonna do with it? I give you this wood, nigga. Yeah, we got plenty of wood over here. You want this shit? What you gonna do with it? I'm gonna burn it and stay warm. Okay, well, how else are you gonna use it? Man, I don't know, man. Whatever I gotta do. Plus, you know,
like I said, with the rock formation, before you can even burn it, you have to make it. And in case the fire goes boom, you don't want to burn your whole backyard down.
You don't want to burn your backyard, your house, or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So everybody don't have an equipped fireplace. I get that. You don't got a fireplace to throw no fucking wood in. You still can do it. I wasn't no Boy Scout. I wasn't no fucking Boy Scout either, motherfucker. But I know Boy Scout shit, okay?
Man, I remember when I was a child, they took us camping and said, your bath is going to be in the river. So I knew how to, even though it's slightly cold, I knew what to do to be clean.
Mm-hmm. There's people out here, man, you just don't know what to do, man. It's like, it's heartbreaking and it's sad. And it's very not encouraging. But we do, one thing Charleston White do have, he has the right idea. You have to motivate people while helping. I'm not here to just wag my finger at people and shit like that, but I am here to help, and I admire that man for doing that. I don't give a fuck what nobody say about Charleston White. That's my nigga.
He told the truth. He didn't say nothing that was a lie. I didn't hear not one lie.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, when you got multiple people there, you know, because there's a lot of, I mean, you know, Texas got a wide, strong communities and a big, strong family of conscious community people and stuff like that, you know, people that help. But see, the end all be all solution ain't no motherfucking Cash App.
Okay.
At the end of the day, ain't nobody finna keep draining their funds, sending you no motherfucking money because your ass can't do nothing. And then it's pointless to a point to where if you a dumb motherfucker or hit me some bitch, me Cash Apping you ain't helping you at all. Okay.
There's no electricity.
Right. And you don't know what the fuck to do. Like, I can't babysit the world, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? The thing is that it's somebody in your city or state that can actually help. Have you done that? Have you reached out to people that may be there, somebody nearby or anything? Have you looked up anything? You know what I'm saying? While you got your ass on the internet begging with your black ass, motherfucker, why don't you just go ahead and, you know, look up some of that shit. Put some energy in that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And you know, do something.
Say if we were in the wilderness and was like, okay, we need to get our fruits and vegetables. Most people would probably bring us poison berries. You could tell them, don't eat that because it'll kill you.
They wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. They're just going to pick it off and eat it because you're stupid.
Didn't even rinse the fruit off either in the river to clean it.
Mm-hmm. They ain't eating no grapes and shit like that. Like, y'all females ain't eating no grapes. Y'all bitches up here eating Takis and drinking soda and shit. Just stank ass.
Most people don't drink. I know a bunch of people right now between my age and we'll say they're born in 2000 that don't like water and be like, oh, I feel weird on the inside. I'm like, because you need to release the toxins.
Yeah, shout out to all the bitches that eat Takis.
Hey, no, I'm just kidding. I do sometime.
Nah, for real, though. I ain't knocking nobody, boy. I mean, it's your diet, man. That's your, yeah, I mean, you need to switch it up, though, for many reasons. You know what I'm saying? For health reasons and, you know, and just period. I mean, you know, we can't be so damn simple. You know, it's chemicals in that shit, man. And, you know, and right now we have to start thinking about some changes and stuff like that, man. You know, ain't nobody perfect. We all got our vices. You know, I got my vices myself, but some of them vices you have to put down because this is not party time all the time. The party is over. Been over. We just didn't realize that shit. But I'm talking about all of us. That's including myself.
Right. Because I tell people, as far as diet wise, some of the stuff that I used to always eat as a young woman, I don't do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing is that sugar will F up your kidneys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Or it's gonna start breaking. Yeah, it down.
We do a lot of shit, man. We all fuck up, you know. When we get, you know, when we're younger, you pay for it later. Sometimes if you ain't doing the right things to reboot yourself, your immune system, and organs that you need to survive in this here body of ours, you know. So, you know, that's also important too, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's basically a good comparison when you're talking about health and being wealth. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, how could you say you're not prepared for something? Like, I mean, shit, you're sitting up here fucking up in the world, doing whatever the fuck you want to do, living your best life and all that good shit. But how the fuck you can't say you weren't prepared? I'm smoking Newports every motherfucking day. And the doctor tell me I got motherfucking throat cancer, whatever kind of cancer. I wasn't prepared for this. How the fuck? It said on the motherfucking box, nigga. Fuck right. You mean?
Plus, most of our
American, I'm being real though.
Most of our foods here in other countries, they were injected like Mountain Dew and a whole bunch of like, nope.
Well, everything is boosted. If you notice, if you look on the bottles of soda, man, you see how high the sugar levels is up. You know what I'm saying? Even if you drink diet soda, aspartame is still bad for you too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sugar is bad. You know, but, you know, it's sugar and everything, though. You know what I'm saying? Good sugars and bad sugars and stuff like that. But what we got to do as a unit is we still need to stick together. I'm not promoting, you know, saying fuck everybody and nothing like that. But you do feel like saying fuck everybody and just worry about yourself and your family, because you got motherfuckers. That's just, some motherfuckers just playing stupid. Some motherfuckers already know better, but they just using their situation to come up or get a couple quick bucks. That's the shit I hate.
Facts.
Now you want to act like a motherfucking ignorant ass, I don't know shit about shit, somebody please help me ass nigga. Well, you should be ashamed of your goddamn self for opening your mouth like that. And then you acting like the chicks up here acting like they're damsel in distress. Got whole niggas in their house. Not just a nigga, niggas in their house, back and forth.
Not gonna help you.
Ain't that. You telling me what? You got a man in there. The fuck he doing?
I won't help you. Even in my personal days.
So why should I help you? Like, for what? Tell that motherfucker to do something. This the nigga you picked to put in your fucking household? This the nigga you picked that you... Man, look, man, I ain't finna... Man.
I'm telling you, it don't never fail. People that I grew up will hit me up every few months. Oh, I'm short $50. Can you help me? You have a man in your house. Oh, no, I need $400. Bitch, you said I was going to help you.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. I will thoroughly question you before I do reach out. And I'd be like, look, you reach out to me, I will ask you, okay, you got a man in your house, you love him, but can I ask you a few personal questions? I'm going to check the box. And, you know, is he crippled? Is the man retarded? Is the man, he got legs, arms, his limbs are intact? How strong is he? You know, a lot of these little skinny ass niggas ain't even got no strength to chop no wood, let alone with an axe and with a buzzsaw.
I know
how
to do that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, I'm being for real. Like, a lot of motherfuckers don't got no hustle behind they muscle, or don't got no muscle or no hustle. It's sad that way. You understand? But, you know, you got men out here thinking that, you know what I'm saying, they love muscle. It's going to get them through life all the time. Nope. You know? That ain't the way that work, man, because when it's time to show and prove and your children really need you, you know, they look up to you like a superhero, man, and they need to have you step up, you're gonna have to be able to do that, you know. And you know, like if there's some advice or something you may need, or like if you just need some something, you don't need me to physically do everything for you and have me do all the heavy lifting, that's fine. I mean, I'll help you. Like, hey, man, I really don't know what to do as far as how do y'all use this or what to do that. That's cool. I mean, you ain't going to have all the fucking answers, but motherfucker, at least try. At least do something to do the simple things and the basics to keep things afloat until, you know, things get back to somewhat normal.
Well, the people that always ask me for help have a man in the house, and one of them just likes to do drugs and will sell all his stuff, sell the food stamps, and then go, can you help me? Like, no.
You do what? Fuck up some more?
No. The fuck? Support your drug habit. You better start selling your shit, because I know if I had to sell my stuff to help my family, I would do it without even crying about it.
I know what y'all motherfuckers are going to do with them cash app. You can go buy some motherfucking weed. And then you're going to tell me thank you for the weed pack. Motherfucker, I ain't seen you no money for no fucking weed. And I damn sure ain't sponsoring you for goofy shit. But you done took my money and tricked it off. So you done made me a trick ass nigga, basically, is what you just fucking did to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's not cool.
And I'm getting tired of that shit. Because I do be doing that, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something about me, though. I have done that a lot for people, dog. And they do dumb shit with the money. I'm talking about people who need my help. You know what I'm saying? You know, that shit is done. That shit is dead. That ain't happening no more. I promise you. You ain't finna sit up here and con me because your dumb jackass, you know what I'm saying, don't know what the fuck to do, or act like you don't know what the fuck to do, or don't want to do shit because your ass is lazy. And you think, hey, man, as long as my begging game is up, I'm Gucci. You know, man, fuck that.
Man, I've given my last to help somebody.
Your ass gonna die, motherfucker. Die, bitch. That's what the fuck gonna happen, nigga.
Or the moment you say I don't got it, it's fuck you, fake you, fake.
Right. You go step your motherfucking game up. I don't give a fuck if they do say that. I don't give a fuck what you call me, motherfucker. Guess what else I am? A survivor, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? A bigger and better person than you, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You taking motherfucking help away from people that really need some motherfucking help. For real, for real. And you being selfish, instead of you banding with niggas like us and helping motherfuckers, then motherfucker, then you the fucking problem. You part of the fucking problem. You making the problem worse than what it is. You compounding reality. Motherfucker. Motherfuckers like you, I hope motherfucker, snowstorm, sub-zero temperatures, a tornado, a hurricane, corona, and all that shit hit your house all at the same motherfucking time. How about that?
Well, most people nowadays, like you said, are either addicted to drinking drugs or just being on the internet showing out. Because when I call fraud out, people always tell me I'm a hater. I'm like, why would I argue with a dumbass when I know the truth? Like, even these people that do give advice to the masses and shit, I'm like, that person is a fraud. Oh, you scared of him. Why am I going to argue with a dumbass who don't listen when I have a real family in real life and actually do shit for my people? To argue with someone that goddamn dumb don't help you either.
Right.
I'm like, he's been calling you niggas, taking your money, and you give it all the time like a dummy. Right. Hell no.
Where Joe Biden at?
Joe?
Where's Sleepy Joe at? If somebody wake his ass up and tell him to come to your house and help your motherfucking ass, you went out there and voted for the motherfucker.
So you don't know his name.
So take your black ass up there. You know, just for shits and giggles. Get your ass, and if you out of you ain't by that area, get your ass on a plane or a bus. Oh yeah, wear your mask, by the way, in case your dumb ass don't know that. And you know, take your ass on up there and ask Joe, like, hey Sleepy Joe, hey, what you gonna do? I ain't got no food in my house, and can you give me some food and shit?
Yeah, I'll tell you to leave.
He gonna direct their ass to a program or some goofy shit or. Something that make him more dependent and shit like that. But is he gonna what are he gonna do for you? What are he gonna do?
Y'all have more than enough food in that damn White House for sure.
You know, tell Kamala, hey sister, I need some help. And since that's y'all sister now and shit.
She don't like black people.
That's your sister. You know, she gonna lock your black ass up. That was the fuck she
She's Indian.
Well, you know, that's our sister now. Come on with that shit. And she's a black woman now. We gotta support that bitch.
No.
So, listen. Y'all go tell them something. You know what I'm saying? Tell him to speed up that stimulus that he got going on for you. And have him send you that stimulus ASAP. You know, tell him to put that in your account. Okay? And tell him, like, hey, man, you ain't even got to send me no stimulus. How about you cash at me that shit? Sleepy Joe got the money. Shit, he can do it for a few folks. It ain't gonna hurt his pockets.
That's chump change to him.
Yeah, he'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga, you heard of Cash App with Zelle or PayPal or something? You know, send me that shit, man.
It'll take 3 to 5 business days, and then you can instantly cash out or wait 3 days to get your full amount.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Do that shit. How about that? You know? Or something. Oh man, I'm so broke. Oh, I mean, sorry, shit, nigga, we all broke, ain't we? Yeah, shit. we broke in the motherfucker. How about that?
But see, I have to get out of the habit saying I'm broke when I pay the bills, cause I'm good either way.
Man, you ain't broke if you got a place to live. Goddamn, you ain't broken. What broke you? What really broke you?
What's
ain't
that?
Nothing break your ass. I mean, shit, you ain't broke if you got shelter.
Food.
Running water.
Mm-hmm.
You niggas seeing what's going on in Texas. Y'all, this nigga's not even in Texas, bitch, and complaining and whining and shit.
Well, most people don't want to work, and I know a lot of people who are lazy, they don't want to do shit,
mm-hmm.
period. and want somebody to help them, or when I fall back and be like, I have my family to take care of, or I might say, I told you this is what you need to do, but you still want to do that bullshit. So like at this point, you're not going to listen, and I'm tired of hearing you complain that I'm a bitch.
Right, yeah. Hey, man, you know, remember that favor I did you and shit, man? I need a favor now. You know what motherfuckers going to do? They will laugh at you behind your back and call you a sucker.
But you help them all the time.
Yeah, that's what
that mean I'm
do.
A fool.
Yep, they gonna make a fool out of your ass, and you ain't even try to. You weren't even trying. You know, oh, I'm a fool now. So now the message you're sending me is I'm a fool for helping my motherfucking folks.
This is why I'm more of like, I don't know if you want to call it petty, but if you don't really rock with me like that, I will never help you. Mm-hmm. I don't give a crap if we are related by blood. If you don't mess with me, don't expect me to do nothing for you, because mm-hmm. I already know what's up. And at the end of the day, when I do get mad, I get mad at myself for being a damn idiot.
Yeah, you can't do nothing but get mad at yourself. Who else you gonna get mad at? I mean, at the end of the day, who the fuck you gonna get mad at?
I have to go, girl, you knew they ain't shit, and you still helped them fools. You know. Never will I ever again. I swear when I go back to the store, I'm finna buy me some.
I need a place to live, man. Can you put me up?
Nope.
I'm nigga, hey, yeah. I got it. It's opposite. Can me and my family come over there? We ain't got no room in here.
Well, oh, I got room for you.
Ain't got no room for you, motherfucker. If you were first cop college, you start lying to niggas like, man, I was about to ask you the same shit, man. Can I come over there, man? We can team up and do this and do this. You know what I'm saying? See what their response is and shit after that. They gonna hang up, cut the conversation short, and try to move on to the next one. That's what the fuck gonna happen.
To this day, I have people I refuse to speak to. And knowing it's them, I just look at the phone, or when I get annoyed, block that ass. Like, I ain't got nothing to say to you, because I know what comes with your fake ass. A bunch of damn drama, but you can't say how you feel to me. And I know you ridicule me and talk about me like a dog. Like, why kick someone when they're down?
Mm-hmm.
That's why people be getting fucked up.
You gonna be Captain Save-A-Ho.
Like, oh, well, you wouldn't help for me, so I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, not sorry, man.
Mm-hmm. Like motherfuckers be on one sometimes. I don't know where motherfuckers' minds be and where their head be at. People don't really realize you killing a motherfucking spirit that has genuine intent. And, you know, and you motherfuckers, I ain't grateful at all. You some ungrateful, ignorant, some bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't worrying about what's going to happen in the future for you. I hope you come up in life. I hope you do good. Just, you know, do some good shit. You know? And that's all I give a fuck about. Like, just let me know what you're doing and how things have progressed for you since you have rebounded. And that's it. That's all.
Well, even just like my whole aura and spirit, certain people,
you know, the thing is that, you know, sometimes in life, some people will never learn. Some people die ignorant for many different reasons, not even just for the simplest things. People think the way they think and know what the fuck they know and have no open mind to anything else. Or some people think they all got the answers, but when shit defends you, realize you have none.
Or people's energy and their negativity and chaos makes your aura weaker. So certain people I just stay away from, period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it starts to frustrate me, or I might feel a certain way, but I'm like, wait a minute, I wasn't feeling like that 2 minutes ago. Those always going through some stuff, like, take your miserable ass over there, man. Do what you fucking do. I'll leave you alone.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And then the most heartbreaking shit is you done took your money and paid another motherfucker who done swindled your ass. You dumb motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We live in a motherfucking dick riding society, too. Too many motherfucking ball lickers walking the earth. And that's how you get played. I ain't really mad at motherfuckers no more. Like, if it's sucker born every minute, man. You know, this I know. I'm pretty much in the know about that. But at the end of the day, you're not trying to wake nobody up. You know, if that sleeping giant is there, wake it up.
True. This is why I'm like, you have to help yourself. Like, if I know for reals you've done things for your family and you just need a small little bit of help, I will to a degree. But if you're always begging, like, how is that my motherfucking problem?
So don't be a victim, people. Learn how to do for self. You ain't got the bitch complaining whine about who ain't do and what you don't damn did and all this other shit, man. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit up here and, you know, keep talking about you niggas. But the thing is that, you know, it's up to you what how you want to go about shit, you know, when shit get real. You know what I'm saying? Every time you step out your door, you can mentally prepare. But if you ain't got your mind and focus, you know, it's not like you stepped out the door and got hit by a car. Who gonna be prepared for that? I ain't even see that motherfucker coming. You know? But you know what I'm saying? This is something that everybody should see coming right now. I don't give a fuck where you live. You know what I'm saying? Be prepared, man. Goddamn. And you know, you motherfuckers sitting up here gathering around a whole congregation of dummies and shit. Talking about them, yeah, man. We don't know about none of this shit.
You could Google something.
Oh, yeah, man. How the fuck we...
You could niggas. Google how to start a fire.
You niggas is killing me, man. Y'all killing me, man, with this bullshit, man. What I supposed to do, cry?
You know what's crazy, though? People say they don't know basic life skills, but they know all this tech shit with the internet, though.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you stupid as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens when there's no goddamn internet?
Well, that shit gonna happen anyway.
You gonna kill yourself?
Y'all do know this, right? Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Then that makes sense why most of the things we use needs the internet. You can't watch the TV without internet and cable anymore.
Mm-hmm. Got your ass plugged up. All the way up.
Or people are so addicted to TV and internet that they can't function. Like, man, fuck. Most of us have a DVR where we can just record what we want to watch and watch it later. You don't have to watch it right now.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, I ain't had that shit.
Me either, Toe.
Mama tell me to go to bed. I just missed that motherfucker. I was like, God damn, our kids ain't got to worry about it. Like, shit, I just wake up in the morning, rewind that shit, watch that shit. I ain't miss nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But we're so dependent on, like, this internet. Because I told people, what would you do? I asked somebody this 3 years ago. If there was no cell phone and no internet, he said, I would kill myself. Really?
Yeah, that shit disturbing.
That's scary.
That's disturbing because, you know, people that's old enough to remember this shit or, you know, live that shit is like, how in the fuck?
In the 70s, people were able to get around in the 80s without no goddamn internet.
Why the fuck would you kill yourself, though? Like, what the fuck the internet doing for you that great? I mean, I understand they have apps where you get paid. I'm on a few of them.
Same.
I'm on one now and shit. But, like, I understand that, but goddamn, man.
Like, people are that
you don't need this motherfucking shit like that. But, I mean, goddamn.
And it's sad, like, people was really beating up their family over celebrities that they don't even know, bro.
I'm upset. Because this happening. I mean, you can be mad. I mean, shit, that's your fucking emotions. I mean, you got a right to be pissed off. I ain't saying that, but goddamn, man. At least relieve yourself of some grief by taking care of yourself and protecting your energy, staying away from certain things and people and places and shit like that, man. Can y'all do that one time for your boy? That'd be great. You know, the stuff that you can do, man, we all can do better. I mean, everybody can do better, you know. And then once we learn how to do that, maybe we can get together and really do something and be an unstoppable force. But we too busy pulling each other down and oppressing each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? But we want to scream Black Lives Matter. How the fuck, if we matter so motherfucking much, why do we give motherfuckers a platform to disrespect our ass?
And we don't say nothing back, but we fight our own people.
Fucking lives fucking matter. Okay, slave? Gotcha. I bet. So long as y'all understand that and they ain't go over y'all head, but you can be offended by what the fuck I said. That's fine too, but The thing is, man, it's shit is real. And it's shit. When shit get real, real, you gonna see how much no lives don't fucking matter. God damn it. Savage mode is coming, motherfucker. And you better know that. Dang you know it. What I'm saying? As long as my limbs working, I got breath in my body, and I don't go retarded out the booth for some fucking reason. Hopefully not. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too much shit gonna matter but me and mine, you goddamn motherfuckers, because I already know how you motherfuckers is. And that's just the way that shit gonna go.
Well, they've been telling us, watch Children of Men. In 2022, nobody can have babies. The world's youngest man dies at 18, and only one black woman could have a baby. Mm. Tells you a lot, and that was made in 2006. They've been telling you, but you slaves won't wake the fuck up and listen for once. Nobody can tell you shit without somebody being pissed off.
Yep, and also stay tuned, folks. We're going to do a part two and a follow-up to this, Surviving the Game. And then also we're going to break down the Mandela Effect and the program we're in right now called The Earth. Okay? And we'll get down to that, man. If y'all want to come chop it up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take calls on that one and shit like that. And we're going to do that. And this is no intention when we do that is to intellectually masturbate with one another and shit like that. This on some real shit. Mm-hmm. Give somebody some news they can use. And that's how we're going to go with that. All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace and blessings.